T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Danny, on this Tuesday, we thank you for tuning in. Things are good in studio. We're feeling fine about ourselves. It's a good day to be the Grant and Danny radio program because Joel Corey is joining us, former sports agent, NFL contracts, and salary cap expert and writer. Not as good a day to be a part of this show as it is to be Matt Stafford, though.
It's a nice day to be Matt Stafford.
Let's talk about the contract he just signed, a record-breaking deal that resets the quarterback market with Joel. So give us the deets, first of all. What do we know about the reports that have come out on Matt Stafford's new contract?
Well, we know he's got a $50 million signing bonus, which is a record for an NFL contract. The previous record was Joe Flacco at $40 million. There's $60.5 million fully guaranteed at signing, most ever an NFL contract. It used to be Ndamukong Suh at $59.955 million. And he's got the best three-year cash flow in any deal at $87 million. And $92 million in guarantees eclipses the $87 million that Andrew Luck had when he signed his deal last June.
Why was there pressure to do this from the Detroit Lions' perspective here, Joel?
Well, if you're going to put a franchise tag on him next year, it was going to be $26.4 million. You really didn't want to play the franchise tag game because then you get to $31.68 million for a second franchise tag in 2019. So Tom Condon easily could have gone, you know what, if you want to get a deal done, we're going to average it to $29 million a year, or played it out going year to year. Then you're talking like $45.6 for a third franchise tag. Lions didn't have any leverage. Matthew Stafford held all the cards. So I think he actually gave them a little bit of a break, as strange as that may sound, given that the deal is the richest one in NFL history.
Joel Corey on Grant and Danny, here on 106.7 The Fan. Obviously here in D.C., the link to Cousins is fairly stark in the sense that the Redskins decided to go the opposite way here and have cost themselves a lot of money, whereas you said maybe the Lions did okay here because Stafford may have given them a break. What does this mean for Cousins? If you're Mike McCartney last night watching this unfold, what are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, I'm jumping for joy, and the first thing that comes into my mind is we have a typical year, 4,500 passing yards, passer rating hovering around 100, 2-to-1 plus interception ratio, completion percentage in the high 60s. I want $30 million a year and $100 million overall guarantees and at least $65 million fully guaranteed at signing to go anywhere on a long-term deal. Mm. That would have been my first thought. And I know that sounds crazy. For Kirk Cousins not Bruce Allen, but I know that sounds crazy for Kirk Cousins because he's not a top five quarterback. But if he hits the open market next year, he's going to be the litmus test for a good quarterback when there's a potential bidding war. You don't see a good quarterback in his prime hit the open market. Never happens. And to me, the new dark horse team is Jacksonville, because they cannot go draft another quarterback after failing with Blaine Gabbert and Blake Bortles. They'll have over $50 million in cap room. They're going to have to go get a vet for that ready-made team. So that could put the 49ers and the Jaguars in hot pursuit for Cousins next offseason if he's an unrestricted free agent.
At Corey Joel on Twitter. You got to follow him. Great information about contracts and matters like this. So, Joel, for me, it's this all seems intuitive because I know how markets work. I understand the next quarterback contract will be bigger than this one and so on and so forth. We'll never even remember this one in four, five, six contracts down the line as more and more guys sign. But for the people that just say you can't pay a quarterback this much, et cetera, because that's a school of thought, do you see this potentially hampering Detroit's ability for good player acquisition?
No, because teams have gotten savvier in terms of managing the cap over time. The contracts are really no more than most are two-year commitments at best, three, if you have an extremely lucrative contract like this one. So teams have natural exit points as long as they don't do like Dallas has done traditionally or the Saints and just keep restructuring contracts and push cap obligations from today into tomorrow. Then the cap going up roughly 8% each year and you can carry over unused cap room from year to year. There's no excuse for a team to have any type of salary cap problems, in my opinion.
Joel Corey on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Go into the cap part of this as well. I was talking to someone last night, and they said, hey, don't forget, cap goes up another $10 million. And I was actually having a conversation with someone online at the time about the fact that I just cannot fathom the Redskins tagging Kirk Cousins a third time at $34 million. But with the cap exploding again, the idea that this isn't a prohibitive contract for Detroit when you lock a guy up for $27 and they're now can wash their hands and move on and go worry about the rest of their football team rather than having to keep worrying about the number going up.
Right. That they've got cost certainty at quarterback for at least 3-4 years. And typically, if you have a good quarterback, he plays out the entire deal. So you really don't have to worry about that. Or you extend him when he's going to a contract year. $34.5 million for a franchise tag is a little high. It'd be about 19% of the cap at $180 million. The bigger issue would be going year to year would pay Cousins basically $78 million over 3 years, which seems stupid given what you could have had him for if you'd done the long-term deal when you franchised him the first time. I think if you want to have him back in any capacity next year, that means I'm not buying his I want to spend my entire career at the Redskins spiel. I'm not buying that at all. I think he has to say that to give the impression to other teams that they're still in play. The transition tag is going to do nothing for you because the Niners are going to have $100 million in cap room. The Jaguars will be over 50, and they can put together an offer sheet that the Redskins will not want to match.
Joel, if I'm an agent, and this used to happen all the time with draft picks, but now with the kind of the system that's all but eliminated. But if I'm an agent here, and I'm looking at, and I'm Derek Carr's agent, excuse me, and I'm trying to figure this out. I now have buyer's remorse that I signed a contract too soon because all of a sudden I left $10 million or more maybe on the table. Is that a problem you see maybe going forward that the next guy just may want to wait for somebody else to kind of help set that market?
That's why you knew Matthew Stafford wasn't going to get anything done until there's a resolution with Cousins one way or the other. You got to remember with Carr, he's in a much different situation than Stafford. He played 3 years, made about $4.4 million, broke his leg last year. He was more like Russell Wilson when he signed his big deal. Unlike Stafford, he's made $110 million in his career, so he could afford to be more patient than Carr. Plus, from viewing that press conference, I think the agent had a double negotiation, which sometimes happens. By that, I mean he's not only negotiating with the team, he's negotiating with his client to take more because Carr made a conscious decision to leave money on the table so they could re-sign other players, which they started doing by getting Gabe Jackson done no more than a month after he signed and leaving room for them to give Khalil Mack a massive deal next offseason.
How does Kirk Cousins' offer from the Redskins this past offseason that Bruce Allen leaked when he called him Kurt, which you referred to, look now with the offer that Stafford just got, seeing as how Stafford's 0-3 in the playoffs and has a losing record? And I don't care about quarterback records, but a lot of people pretend like you have to have a winning one or you need to win in the playoffs to get a big deal. So I think it is relevant to Kirk Cousins. How does the offer they made now look compared to what Stafford just got?
Well, that as a final offer never made sense to me. It was more what should have been the first offer after the season if you were trying to sincerely get something done on a long-term basis. I proposed what I thought would make Cousins think twice in early July, and that deal, on some respects, pales in comparison to what Stafford actually signed, because I said that you're going to have basically $26 million a year, $130 over 5 years, almost $62 fully guaranteed at signing, and basically $85 in overall guarantees. As long as Cousins doesn't fall on his face this year, and the agent's going to spin it if he does, that he lost his play caller and he had wholesale changes at the receiving core, and given he's had 2 good years, he'll probably get some benefit of the doubt. But in a worst-case scenario, I don't think Cousins does any worse than the offer that he rejected already. But I propose even pales in comparison to where I think this thing's going.
Hey, Joel, who's on deck and who's in the hole here for the next contract that'll supersede this one?
We're losing Joel. I'm going to go ahead and throw him on hold for a second and see if we can get his phone working again, because I'd be curious to get that last answer before we let
him go.
I'm
thinking Matt Ryan. I'm thinking Jameis Winston might be in line. And then all of a sudden you look up and it'll be Marcus Mariota's turn.
That's the thing.
You know?
This does not – the market won't slow down. The market is only going to keep exploding.
It's that movie with Chris Pine and Denzel Washington where the train's going fast.
Let's go back to Joel Corey. So who's next at the quarterback position to get paid?
Cousins, as long as he is – a UFA or gets a transition tag, he'll get resolved quickly. Then it's going to be probably Matt Ryan. He'll be in a contract year next year. Also a Tom Condon guy. And then Aaron Rodgers, historically they've done his deal with 2 years left. He'll get done next year. There's going to be a $30 million, $100 million guarantee, $30 million per year, $100 million guarantee quarterback, probably sometime before the 2018 season starts. The interesting thing I want to see is if someone like Aaron Rodgers trades the overall dollars to try to get a fully guaranteed contract, which would be kind of tough in Green Bay, given that they typically don't have a lot of guarantees in their deals. Maybe it's Ryan that goes that route, but someone should try to press to get the first fully guaranteed contract, in my opinion.
Great information. Always learn when you're on the show. Always insightful. Thank you so much, Joel. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joel.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Contracts expert, former agent. Check him out at CBSSports.com, among other outlets. He's a sharp guy. Matt Stafford gets a record deal. Your thoughts on the money Stafford is getting in his place among quarterbacks and what this means for the Redskins and Cousins. What was your reaction last night? I guess that's the first question we want answered. When you heard this was happening and you knew right away, uh-oh, money for Cousins just went up again.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think? 800-636-1067. Our thoughts next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.